Well, well, well. Good morning, afternoon, evening, midday, brunch, lunch, dinner, nighttime, midnight. To you, Bumper Podcast listeners, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and I...
Hey, Natty!
Hey, Pig, what's going on?
You forgot somebody!
Who?
Tarky, come here!
Oh no. Hi, Turkey. How are you?
Whoa. Yeah. He's really heated.
Yeah.
He's really angry.
Why?
Wow.
I've never seen
such a mad bird.
I haven't either. What's the matter, Turkey? Why are you so mad? I've never seen you get angry before. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, so everybody, if you don't speak Turkey-geese, then you don't know what he's saying. But Turkey's very upset because every single year that we've been doing the Bumper Podcast around Thanksgiving, we have him on. And we have big interviews, and we have a big show, and evidently, this year, he got his whole turkey family together, all ready for his big Bumper Podcast interview, and then the call never came.
Yes, hi, Natty, it's iPretty, sir, and I'm very sorry, but we have put together a schedule... And we are determined that we weren't going to be having the turkey on show this year.
Oh,
I have some emails from you which say exactly to the point, I don't want that bird in my studio.
What?
He makes everything very feathery.
Turkey, listen, I might have to take this bird out of the studio because he's getting really angry, and I don't blame him. Did you really say that, Natty? Did you really get upset at the turkey because of the feathers in your studio? Have you looked around this place?
No.
It's a virtual pigsty. That's why I like to come in here as much as I do.
Okay. It's funny. Wow. So Turkey, I'm really sorry. We went through a weird thing this year where I came down with a bad case of some weird thing. I don't even remember what it was called. Was it like Banu? Banu?
No, bro. You're always totes Banu. We all know that. You equal totes Banu. However...
Yes, I believe if I'm looking back to my notes that you came down with a case of the loop-de-loo and you had the loop-de-loo and you forgot everything and who you were and everything and whatnot. So, with that being said...
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Really? Oh, thank you so much, Turkey. It was loop-de-loo. And guys, Turkey has offered to bring me, he says it's a magic cure for the loop-de-loo, some of his turkey soup.
Whoa, wait a minute. You ain't gonna eat no turkey soup. Turkey's my friend. You ain't allowed to eat my friend's bumper car.
Now, excuse me. Point of representation, point of fact, point of attention. I, Rufus T. Rufus, have heard the term loop-de-loo distributed and disinfatuated here in the studio today, and I was wondering who exactly was making that referential preferential.
Yeah. Hey, so... Thank you. So thank you for clearing that up, Turkey. So Rufus, for you, we were talking about a long time ago with the loop-de-loo, so you don't have to be here, you don't have to jump in. Everything is fine. Pig, it's not turkey. It's not soup made of turkey, which, no, because he's sitting here, and ew, right? No. it is soup that turkey has made. It's like a special family recipe that I will try to be having, and I will try to be enjoying as soon as he brings it, and I'm sure it will be delicious and delectable. There's no soup like turkey's soup. See, the z is very important there, because that lets us know that it's his soup, not soup of him. It's not turkey soup. It's turkey's soup.
Turkey's.
Right?
Yeah. Turkey's. So if I say z on the end of something, then that means it's mine. So let's see here. I'm going to look around the room. Ah! Hey, if I gotta go to the store, I'm gonna take the keys to your cars. Does that work? Is that what we're doing now? I don't understand. Hey, who's chocolatey's bars? Is this like that? I don't know. This is very confusing to me. I don't do a lot of I'm not a grandma pig, if you understand.
No, I myself did go to many schools and many times and many variations. That's how you achieve the level of latitude that I have. Now, let's see here. I believe what you're on the path of correctness and the path of righteousness, Aloysius. So, with that being said, Rufus T. Rufus will like to take all the monies out of the bankers and put it into my walletas. Like, is that what I think is proper as well? I will be taking the deeds to this house. Like that. I don't think that's how it works.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So awesome. I'm glad you guys are all having fun and this is all wonderful.
I'm not. I don't usually get to participate in these types of things, but I feel like it's fun and I want to get involved as well. I'm usually just in the producer booth, so I'm going to try one for me. I would like to sleep inside the house tonight. Like that. Oh, ease. Like that. I would like to take a shower. Ease. And not sleep in the backyard. Ease. Please. If it pleases you. It's very cold out there in the snow. It snowed again. I don't even know if you knew this. There's snow everywhere, okay? I'm a frog, but I like to sleep inside, okay? I wanted to get that out there. Okay. Since we're all clearing things off of our chests.
So, producer, I'm glad we're bringing this up because I had no idea you were... Why do you sleep outside? We have so many rooms here.
Well, I was never invited to stay in here, and so everybody else seems to just sleep wherever they want and eat whatever they want and do whatever they want, and that's just not who I am, okay?
Natty, it's just not who he is, okay? You ain't got a frog secute the guy just because he's... got a good spirit and a good heart, okay?
Okay. Okay. Pig, thank you. You got very emotional for that. That was very sweet of you. But Frog.
My name is Producer. I'm Producer.
Yes, Producer. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Every night when you leave, when you like wrap up and you're heading home, or what I thought was, you say goodbye, and you're like, all right, see everybody later, and you get your stuff, and you go out the front door. And so we all thought that you had a house, or maybe even had a family. We don't know anything about you, so...
No, it seems like it is moving into my purview. Mr. Producer, would you say that the Natty Bumper Car and his affiliates have been disregarding you in any way? Because ipso facto, if they have, then that becomes a legal issue that I believe I could represent you properly for. And you know what? At some point, this house is might become your house. Is my friend. Is
thank you, Turkey. Yes. So, exactly. So what Turkey just said is the truth in the, and yes. We just thought that producer was going somewhere else. Should we have known? Maybe. But he was going out the front door. We never, why would we think he was going to the backyard? That doesn't make any sense. And, you know, I don't know a lot about him and I feel bad about that, but that's just, you know, we just haven't had like personal conversations. He's very professional. He goes into his booth, he does his job, and he's wonderful at it for the most part. And that's it, you know? I think we should make time. We're in the holiday season, so maybe we should get together with everyone and have a nice holiday party. And we can all get to know each other a little bit better. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, of course you're going to be invited, Turkey. I think after this whole debacle that yes, don't worry about it. You're going to be here. But I got to say, Turkey, you're kind of feathering up the joint a little bit. There's a lot of feathers everywhere, okay? So just, if you're going to molt, don't molt here, okay?
I will be awaiting my invitation for this soiree, and please do run it by my calendar to make sure I am available.
Like to be there too, if you could please. I would really appreciate just being included, you know, this one time.
Yeah, okay, everyone's gonna be included, and I'm sorry if anyone felt like they were left out, and you're all awesome. All of you.